USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers urging President Trump to change course and not to pull remaining U.S. ground troops out of Syria.
It's a terrible thing for our nation. It's a terrible thing for the allies that we've been working with.
That's Republican Senator Bob Corker.
Honestly, this makes what Obama did in Iraq. It's replicating that, but in many ways, it's even worse.
President Trump tweets this morning his decision to pull troops from Syria should not be a surprise, as he says he's been campaigning on the issue for years. The U.S. Senate's approved a funding bill that would help avoid a partial government shutdown come tomorrow night. That bill is now being sent to the U.S. House for action. The Labor Department says first-time jobless benefit requests rose slightly last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Officials investigating after several drone sightings forced flights in and out of London's Gatwick Airport to be suspended for hours last night. The unmanned devices were spotted right near a runway. Many incoming flights had to be diverted to other nearby airports. Another Republican lawmaker makes a farewell speech to Congress. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address at the Library of Congress on Wednesday. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. So here's my advice to members new and members old. This place is full of wonders and opportunity. But do your best to stay grounded.
A record number of Americans expected to be traveling this holiday period, which really starts today, and holiday travelers on the East Coast will have to contend with a huge rainstorm that could drop as many as 4 inches of rain on many Northeast cities. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. is one of the deadliest nations for journalists this year, largely because of the mass shooting at a Maryland newspaper that took 5 lives. More on the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Until now, the U.S. had never appeared on this annual list from Reporters Without Borders, but this year it ranks among the most lethal countries for journalists, behind Afghanistan, which was number one, followed by Syria, Mexico, Yemen, India, and then the United States, where 6 journalists were killed out of the 80 media professionals killed this year. The report has been published annually by Reporters Without Borders since 1995. More journalists were killed, abused, and subjected to violence in 2018 than in any other year on record. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
John Clemens reports the price of gas is going down.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon. Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.